During the legislative session, we regularly check in with our House Speaker. But now we're not checking in with him as Speaker. Clay Schexnarter is running for Secretary of State and joins us now. Clay, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Glad to have you on this morning. We'll talk a little bit about the race itself in just a minute, but I want to start with your why. Why run for Secretary of State?
You know, Brian, that's a good question. I can tell you that, you know, over the legislative session, if you watched all 4 years of us, we debated and went back and forth on just election integrity and the machines and those things. And when we started looking at it, as we got closer to the end of the final year session, I said, you know what, guys, we need somebody there that's going to be able to go in there, pick up the ball and keep it moving forward. And that was a big reason for me to make sure that we could continue doing what the Secretary of State's office was doing, and that's keeping us in the top 10 when it comes to election integrity.
I said, we're in the top 10 when it comes to election integrity. There are candidates in this race that think our elections are completely corrupt and want to abandon the system we have. Do we need to abandon everything and start over again?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, there are things that need to happen to make us get to number one and to get to a better spot. But to abandon what we have, look, right now we have other states that that are following what we're doing. And I can tell you, Louisiana's elections are sound, secure, and safe. They're easy. We make it easy to vote, but we make it hard to cheat. And I can tell you that that's something that I want to keep doing and just get us to a better spot when it comes to that. We talk about all the negative stuff that Louisiana has, but we never talk about the great stuff that we have. And this is one of them.
We're talking with Clay Schexnarter. He's running for Secretary of State. One of the things that will be a topic of conversation over the next month and a half when it comes to this race is that we have contracts with Dominion, and Dominion has kind of become a boogeyman in the world of elections. Where are you on that front with maintaining that relationship or moving forward or moving on?
No, we definitely have to move forward. I can tell you that, you know, over the legislative session, we were tasked by putting together a task force to look at machines, that we incorporated everybody as we normally do with our task force. We kind of bring everybody into the fold, you know, constituents, Secretary of State's office, Attorney General's office, you pick them, legislators, and we brought everybody in and started looking at equipment and machines that we could come in that would do a better job and give us a paper audit at the end. I think that's the most important thing, and I think that's something that moves us from sixth to first, is getting a machine that is similar to what we have in looks and operation-wise, mm-hmm. but having that paper audit at the end, that's going to be huge.
Clay, got to ask you about cybersecurity, because while it is a potential issue now, it almost certainly will be an issue if we don't get out in front of it. What are your plans when it comes to cybersecurity?
So, look, the one thing when it comes to election-wise, whenever we look at cybersecurity, our machines will be unlike – they'll be like our machines now when it comes to – we're not connected to the Internet at all. These machines have to manually be cleared and audited before we do an election. They'll have to be done that at the end as well. And having those safeguards in place. Look, the best cybersecurity is not being connected to it. And I think that's the way we go. Now, everything else that we have when it comes to the GoBiz sites and our archives, we're going to have to go in and we're going to have to look at cybersecurity, because a lot of those are online. And we want to make sure that we protect the information that businesses and industry have in there in the Secretary of State's office. So we're going to look at that. We're going to upgrade it. It's time. It's been a while since either one of those departments had any upgrades to them, and that's something that we're going to move forth on. You know, having a working relationship with the legislature is going to play huge in the next Secretary of State's office.
Clay, got to ask you about something that Clay Schexnarter is our guest, talking about the Secretary of State's race. Got to ask you about something that has been a problem in the past, and that's our voter rolls and the accuracy of those voter rolls. How would you tackle that?
You know, that's something that we're going to work on with our registered voters offices and go in and look at it. I think there's a way now that we can do it. Can we make it simpler? There was a bill this year that we had in the session that passed unanimously on the House side and on the Senate side, and yet we came up one vote short when it came to a veto override of that bill. But that's something that our department, when we get back in there, that we will go back, we will address, and we will get that passed to be able to clean those rolls up.
I've got so many more. I hate to be like rapid fire this, but I want to keep it moving because like the Secretary of State's race. Look, Clay, the Secretary of State's race, and I don't think I'm like hitting you with any breaking news here, is not going to be the sexiest race on the ballot, but it is an unbelievably important position. And you're not going to hear as much talk about this race as you are the governor or even the lieutenant governor, even though I don't think he has any significant competition other than maybe Albert Guillory. But, like, the top of the ballot is going to suck all the oxygen out of the room. Meanwhile, the entire ballot falls under the purview of the office that you're seeking. So I just I apologize for going so quick, but we got a lot of ground cover here.
You're absolutely right on that. Now, I will tell you this, you know, traveling the state, meeting with constituents, meeting with business and industry out there. Look, a lot of people right now haven't really engaged in elections. There's been many places that, you know, when I go in those rooms and I start talking about it, a lot of them are just learning what the Secretary of State's office does. They didn't realize everything that it had done and still does. And look, a lot of people, when we go in, we people talk about elections, and we ask, you know, well, where is everybody on the Secretary of State's race? Where is everybody on the Lieutenant Governor's race? Where is everybody on the Governor's race? Most people out there right now haven't even engaged to know who all the candidates are. So across the board, I think after Labor Day, I think you're going to see a huge influx of people just wanting more information, wanting to get engaged, and I think you're going to see an uptick. Now, the Secretary of State's office isn't going to be as hot item as the governor's race or the lieutenant governor's race, but I think it will be an item that will be looked at.
We're talking with Clay Schexnider, who's running for Secretary of State. Clay, over on your website, one of the key points that you talk about is stand against any actions or groups that threaten the integrity of Louisiana elections. Who are the groups that you're on the lookout for?
Look, there are groups across the country that are trying to disrupt our system. I think we saw that a couple of times right there at the end of 2020 after the presidential election. These groups that come out and try to take away election integrity, they try to manipulate the systems. These are just groups that just want to, they don't really have a specific cause to go after, but they want to disrupt the system and just make it as chaotic as possible to make us go do something and react to something that really isn't there. Those are the groups that we will stand up against as we move forward in the Secretary of State's office. These are groups that we will not tolerate them coming into our state and trying to disrupt those systems.
We got a couple minutes left with Clay Schexnider, currently the House Speaker, now running for Secretary of State's office. Okay, you touched on it a little while ago, but I want you to expound on it a little bit more. Because I think this is going to be a sticking point for a number of candidates in this race in particular, and that's about transparency. You would support a yearly election audit to maintain the voting transparency, which would in turn maintain voter confidence. Walk me through that process and how it would play out over the course of a year.
Well, you know, Brian, that's something that, you know, when you look at transparency, people out there want to know accurate, good information. And when you look at what we did on the House side, these last 4 years, I tell everybody there are a lot of avenues out there, especially today with social media and things like that, that you can get information from and all of these blogs and all of these things. But is it accurate? Is it truthful to what the real issue is? And the facts are, everything that we do in the House of Representatives or in the legislature is public record. And I tell people all the time, before you read a Facebook post or a blog or anything and put any faith into it, go to our website, go to that information page, look for it. You will find it. The things that we do in the House of Representatives and the legislature, we have to make it public. We will do the same thing when it comes to Secretary of State's office, making sure that people have the facts, making sure that they understand what equipment we're using, making sure that they understand the process. Look, that's the one thing that, we're going to do when we first get into office. We're going to set up a program where we're going to travel to state and educate people on how secure our systems are, how it works, the auditors, working with the clerks. The clerks are the backbone of this, and we want people to understand that these clerks do a great job at what they do, and we just want to be transparent on all of it, how it works.
Now, elections are going to, you know, dominate most of the conversation when it comes to the Secretary of State's office, but that's not the only thing on the job description for the Secretary of State. Do you have any ideas about moving the office forward with anything else that's under the purview of Secretary of State?
You know, the one thing that we're going to do is look in at the one thing that I know is making sure that that GoBiz site is a lot more friendlier, a lot more easier to access. Businesses, attorneys who do legal work for those businesses, they love that site, but they travel in the state. Everybody said, look, we need to make it friendlier. It needs to be updated a little bit. So we're going to go in. It never had any updates done to it for over 15 years. Wow. We're going to go in there and make sure that gets done. And then the archives. The archives is something that most people don't understand. And right now, there are departments storing paper documents in warehouses that we're having to pay rent on. We need to get all of this digitalized. We need to get it all where it's easy to access so that people who need to go into these archives, departments that need to go in and look at this, that's gonna be one of our top priorities in getting those things done.
He is Clay Schexnider, been serving as your Speaker of the House, now running for Secretary of State. Won't be the last time we talk before Election Day. I appreciate a couple minutes. Thanks for hopping on board.
Thank you, Brian, and God bless everybody. Thank y'all.
Thank you.